Welcome to today's episode of The Power of God's Whisper, a podcast dedicated to understanding the many ways in which God speaks to us and guides us in our daily lives. Today, we will be discussing the importance of recognizing the impressions of the Holy Spirit and how it could be a powerful way that God speaks to us. Today's episode, The Pursuit of Clarity, Actively Engaging with God for Guidance. And today's focus is hearing God's voice in our day-to-day life. In the labyrinth of life's choices and challenges, the desire for divine direction stands as a universal quest among believers. The assurance of guidance, however, isn't a passive promise. It's an invitation to an active engagement with the divine. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 serves as a clarion call to this dynamic interaction, reminding us that the key to unlocking the treasure of God's wisdom is found in the present pursuit of His voice. Today, we explore the transformative practice of seeking, asking, and knocking as the pathway to hear God in the minutiae of our daily lives. Our springboard for today's discussion is Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. Now, this scripture is not merely an instruction, but a profound principle of the kingdom of God, emphasizing that hearing from God is intertwined with our initiative to reach out to Him. The verbs ask, seek, and knock are actions that require energy, intention, and persistence, portraying a relationship with God that is dynamic and interactive. It challenges the passive posture often adopted in spiritual life, urging us to actively engage with God with the assurance that our efforts will be met with His generous response. Let's do a quick focus training. Number one, consistent prayer. Cultivate a daily discipline of prayer where you actively ask for guidance, for God's guidance, clarity, and wisdom. Make your requests specific and expected, believing in His promise to answer. Number two, diligent seeking. Integrate with the practice of seeking God's presence in your daily routines. This could involve meditating on Scripture, observing God's creation, or finding Him in the midst of community. Be intentional in looking for God's hand at work around you. Number three, persistent knocking. Knocking implies action and determination. If you're seeking direction in a specific matter, persist in prayer and seeking God's will. Don't be discouraged by silence. Sometimes the process of knocking strengthens our faith and prepares us for the answer. And number four, scripture immersion. God often speaks through His Word. Make it a habit of reading and studying the Bible regularly, asking God to highlight passages that speak into your life and circumstances. And number five, active listening. Develop the practice of listening for God's voice in your life. This could mean sitting in silence, journaling what you feel God might be saying, or paying attention to how He speaks through circumstances of others. In conclusion, the journey to hearing God's voice is an active endeavor, marked by a steadfast commitment to seeking His presence and guidance. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 assures us that our efforts to connect with God are not in vain, but they are the very means through which we receive the clarity and the direction we long for. It's in the asking, seeking, and knocking that our relationship with God deepens and His voice becomes more discernible. And today, this week, today's call to action is choose one area of your life where you need guidance. Commit to applying the principles of asking, seeking, and knocking specifically in this area. Document your journey and be attentive to the ways in which God responds to your active engagement. And today's question of the day, what has been your experience with asking, seeking, and knocking in your spiritual journey? How has it impacted your ability to hear God's voice? Let's pray. Father God, we come to you with hearts eager to hear your voice and to follow your lead. Teach us to ask with faith, seek with diligence, and knock with persistence. Open our eyes to see your guidance, our ears to hear your wisdom, and our hearts to receive your direction. May our active pursuit of your presence bring clarity to our paths and draw us closer to you each day. In Jesus' name, amen. As we navigate the complexities of life, let us be encouraged by the promise of Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, knowing that our pursuit of God's voice is not just welcomed, but rewarded by Him. May our daily lives reflect the vibrant engagement of the divine and with the divine, marked by a continuous seeking, asking, and knocking. In doing so, we not only discover the depth of God's wisdom, but also the richness of walking in intimacy with Him.
Thank you for spending your time with us on the Power of God's Whisper podcast. Your presence in our community is a blessing and a joy. As our episode comes to a close, I'd like to invite you to join our growing family. First, consider subscribing for free. It's a simple step that ensures you're always connected with the latest episodes and insights. But for those who feel a deeper calling, there's something more. Become a faith partner. For only $5 a month, you not only support our mission, but also deepen your own spiritual journey. And as a token of our appreciation, we'll gift you a free Right Now Media account, a treasure trove of faith-based content. Also, don't forget to join our Telegram account too. Stay in the loop with every episode, update, or important announcement. You'll never miss a moment of the Power of God's Whisper. To take these next steps, visit www.myarch2b.com. That's www.myarch2b.com. Your journey awaits. Thank you again for listening, and may your path be illuminated with the whispers of faith.